It just fills the cracks of the heart.
Welcome to Kevin James Never Starred, a complete retrospective of all Kevin James movies.
Safety never takes a holiday.
Past, present, and unfortunately future. With me, as always, is my co-host,
Marie Maloney.
And I'm Robert Bacon. Forgot to say my own name.
I think people know. It's fine.
They should know by now. Unless they're jumping in on what we are watching today, The Zookeeper. Marie and I actually watched this movie.
Yeah, we watched this
when
back
it came
in
out.
The past.
Yeah. It was released on July 8th, 2011. Plot synopsis. A group of zoo animals decide to break their code of silence.
Their code of silence.
In order to help their lovable zookeeper find love.
That's why they have an unbreakable code of silence.
So apparently in this world, all animals can talk, but they can't talk around humans for some reason.
And
they break the rules.
For Kevin James.
For Kevin James not finding love.
Ooh.
Woof. I'll just say it because it's on my phone and I don't have a piece of paper out. If you want to get a hold of us, you can call us at 405-418-6273. Leave us a voicemail on anything Adam Sandler, Kevin James, or whatever is on your mind. You can email us at adamsandlerpleasestop@gmail.com, and we're on Twitter at sandlerplsstop. Marie, facts about this movie.
Lay them on me.
It cost $80 million to make this thing, and it only made $80 million in the U.S. Worldwide,
wow.
Total, it made $167.
I mean, I'm not surprised by that fact.
Yeah. This was produced by Happy Madison.
Yes. All the voices are Happy Madison people for sure.
According to this, Kevin James, the title character, wanted to be in Zookeeper because he had a crush on all his female co-stars.
Okay.
The giraffe in this movie also played the Toys R Us giraffe in commercials.
I thought the giraffe is Maya Rudolph.
No.
Is it not?
The physical giraffe.
Oh,
right?
The physical giraffe. I was like, she's voicing Toys R Us commercials and Zookeeper.
Oh, no, you goon. Maya Rudolph. It's the giraffe, Murray. God damn it.
Yeah. Okay.
Here's something sad. Now that we're laughing, the giraffe died on set
no!
at the Franklin Park Zoo.
No.
Luckily for the movie, it had completed all its scenes.
No. It died on set. On set. Oh my god.
It's so funny that this random giraffe gets to be in like commercials and TV. They like gotta pick the same one.
It dies on Zookeeper.
And it dies for this movie.
Oh my god.
I wonder if there's
I hope it was worth it, Happy Madison.
I bet keep an eye out for like the thing that they put to so and so at the end
like
of the movie.
In memoriam to the giraffe.
I mean, a giraffe had some dumb name. Also, speaking of dying, this was the last movie that Don Rickles starred in.
Jesus.
Before his death in 2017.
What a one to go out on for Don.
The Rickles and that giraffe.
Oh my god. This movie killed two entities.
Two very famous things, the Toys R Us giraffe and Don Rickles.
Don Rickles. Oh god.
God, I can't believe you thought Maya Rudolph was giraffe.
I thought she voiced it.
I mean, I think she does.
I thought you meant that she voiced it.
You guys, the format. We watched the movie together, stopping at every 30 minutes to discuss it so far. Each of us has a stop card. We used to call it the Adam Sandler stop card.
Yeah, let's update people on what we've been...
Yeah, we got a Facebook message from Eric.
Eric Wood.
Eric Wood.
Friend of the show.
Yeah, very close to Ed Wood.
Don't tell him.
Okay.
That.
and he had a suggestion that we call it the Kevin
plop.
James plop card.
Plop card, which is great. Rhymes with stop, and it's like, yeah, you take a plop down when you just can't.
I gotta plop this.
Yeah, I gotta plop.
It's great. We're using it, Eric. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you. We love the suggestion. And
the
then
suggestion.
Also, a new friend of the show, Matthew Kelly, tagged us in his top 10 moments of podcasting of 2017 article on Geekscape. So we just want to say thank you, Matthew.
Yeah.
You did that a couple weeks ago, but we recorded a lot of these episodes in advance. So
because Marie's moving
please
to China.
Don't think that we're ungrateful, but yes, I am moving, and we have busy schedules and lives.
Yes. So if you want to check that out, you could go to our Twitter. We've retweeted that, correct?
Yes.
And we've tweeted that out. And then we're also going to put it on our Facebook page. So yes, either one of those, you could check that out.
Yes, yes.
Where was I? Oh, yeah. Each of us has a plop card that we could use to pause the movie before that 30 minutes is up, just in case that there is something that we need to talk about. Are you ready to watch Zookeeper?
Let's keep it. Let's zoo keep it. I don't know.
Your
Let's,
puns. You got to work on these
I
puns.
I know.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Thirty minutes into The Zookeeper. Marie, thoughts, feelings, overall, what's wrong?
Why was this made? Like, it doesn't really feel like it's for kids. I don't know what adult in their right mind would go see this.
I think it's for, like, really dumb adults. I think it's for, like, really dumb adult males who are overweight and connect with Kevin James.
That's the only people it's for.
This is, like, Entourage for fat people. They look at Kevin James and they have this escapism where, like, Kevin James is getting all these super hot girls.
Yeah. Okay. Also, I need to issue a retraction.
Okay.
The love interest is not Zoe Saldana. It's Rosario Dawson.
Okay.
just another beautiful woman with an interesting name.
It doesn't matter.
But it doesn't really matter.
None of the beautiful women in either of these ever have any flaws either.
Yeah.
It's always just like, they're super beautiful and awesome and somehow always single.
We open with, like, the most absurd proposal.
Yes.
In the world.
Yes. Kevin James is proposing to a girl who's also taller than him and way out of his league.
Yeah. We'll call her, because it's basically what they've, like, painted her to be.
Yeah.
Blonde bitch.
Blonde bitch.
Because that's all she does. That's the only, like, reason she's in this movie.
And he proposes, and she says no, not because he's Kevin James, but because he's a zookeeper.
Yeah.
Like, that's a bad profession or something?
Right.
What world? Okay.
Yeah. In what world is being a zookeeper a bad profession?
Especially in this world, where it's basically, like, 50 first dates.
Yeah.
Where it's, like, the coolest job in the entire world, and all it consists of is you meandering around feeding animals.
Yeah.
Setting up, you have, like, all the time.
One of my old coworkers' husband works for Lincoln Park Zoo, and his job is cool as hell.
Yeah.
Like, it's not embarrassing. It's like a cool job.
Yeah. And if it's a movie job, that's even cooler.
Yeah. So I don't understand why it's like being a zookeeper is bad because your salary's low. Like, they make, like, a point of being like, you have a small salary.
Be like, what?
Yeah,
whatever makes you happy.
Right.
Everyone knows this, and that's why it's supposed to connect with you of, like, man, everybody else thinks that way, but not me. I would love that job. And it's like, no, I'm pretty sure a lot of people think that way.
A lot of people would feel that way.
Also, we're six movies in, and how many of these movies deal with Kevin James and love?
Most of them?
Yeah, like, almost all of them are about Kevin James and a really hot girl and him trying to get a really hot girl, or, like, that being somewhere in the plot.
Right.
I'm so sick of it.
Yeah.
Also, Kevin James' wife is in this.
Yes, she has an acting role, and it is clear that she is not an actor.
No, she is not.
It's not even worth talking about the plot. Like,
no.
The synopsis you gave is, like, all this is.
It's the animals are working together to get him to win back that girl.
Yeah, and it's what we've just seen and are about to see more of are him making a fool of himself, acting like an animal at the animal's behest. Other humans seeing it, being like, what's wrong with the zookeeper?
Can we also?
And then side plot of, like, him wooing the girl he formerly proposed to.
Can we really talk about what needs to be talked about, though? And it's the voice acting?
Yes.
And how everybody is not doing their own voice. They're doing, like, what they think a giraffe would sound like.
Yeah. They're doing weird character voices.
And they're not good.
I looked up, so the voice of the lioness.
Yeah.
is Cher. It's Cher. Oh my God. It's Cher.
They're not even trying to have good voiceover actors. And they're the just voice like, here's a famous person.
It's Sylvester Stallone.
That's who it is. I knew it. I'm like, I know this voice. Sylvester Stallone is also trying to do a lion voice.
He's but trying. He's Cher's just being Cher.
Yeah.
But Sylvester is trying to be...
Sylvester Stallone is trying to do a voice, and it is hilarious. Hold on, let me just play a little clip of that.
All right, I got a very busy schedule. This better be good.
You sleep 20 hours a day, Joe. I think you'll live.
Okay, things I didn't want the group to know.
Griffin saved my life.
All right.
It's 100% Sylvester Stallone, but you could tell he's trying to change it.
Yeah.
Oh, and Adam Sandler. Here's Adam Sandler.
Plus, he's the only human who recognizes me as an equal.
Yeah, your dreams.
Thumbs, baby. It's all about the thumbs.
He is.
What is that?
It's like a
what
drunk Billy
that?
Madison.
Like. I have thumbs. Like, what in the hell?
His voice is so bad.
Okay, also, some other notable voices are Maya Rudolph, as we mentioned. As
Maya Rudolph.
Giraffe.
As the giraffe.
What is her voice?
Her voice. Hold on, here's a clip. It's ridiculous.
And then John Favreau and something like Faison something as I've seen him on Curb Your Enthusiasm as the Bears.
Yeah.
Like what?
Yeah, just talking what to each other. Also, it doesn't help that so clearly there's a script and clearly there's things that the animals are supposed to say, but you could tell that they shot some stuff.
And they liked the animal's, like, natural
movements, or they couldn't get the animal to do what they were asking it to do. So then they're like, cool, we'll just change this.
Yeah.
Because there's moments where the voiceover actor has to say something, like, super really quick to explain a movement.
Yeah.
And, like, move past it, and it really takes you out of it.
Yes. Yes, it does.
I mean, I get because they're working with so many different animals and mm-hmm. they have to go with what they're going with, but...
Yeah. We still haven't heard Don Rickles, though. I want to be clear. Has the toad even talked yet?
No. I haven't even seen a toad.
Yeah. So
we haven't
seen
a crow.
Seen yet. Yeah. The crow is Jim Brewer.
What is happening?
I don't know.
They're literally just like, how do we get people to see this movie? We're just going to chalk it full of celebrities who aren't voiceover actors. Also, Kevin James's character just wanders in with the bears and with a gorilla.
Yeah.
Like, he's in the enclosure with a gorilla who could easily murder him.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
I don't feel like that's, like, normal zoo protocol.
No. Go in with the gorillas?
Yeah.
If you're a zoo person, please let us know. I don't think so. I think they're extremely dangerous.
Yeah.
Overall, it's fine. I mean, it's just so stupid.
Right.
It's...
It makes sense that this didn't make any money back at the theaters, because it's like...
Oh, it did, Marie.
No, you said it only made...
It made its money back U.S., but it made double its money worldwide.
Oh.
So in the U.S., it like did...
I just
okay.
broke even, I thought.
Yeah, it broke even in the U.S., which is bad, because that's not counting a lot of stuff. But then it made all its money back worldwide, which I get, because like this translates well. This is like a Transformers, where it's like mostly visuals.
Yeah, and it's easy for them to dub the animal stuff in other languages.
Exactly.
So, yeah,
so
I
then
can see it.
So what you do in another country is then you just have their famous people voice over the animals. You probably keep in Adam Sandler. I don't know.
I doubt it. I'm sure they just like redid it with all, you know.
I would love to watch this.
Oh my God.
Like the Indian version of this.
Can we switch over?
Anything else you got, Marie?
No.
All right, let's watch 30 more minutes of this fest. Half hour and wow.
Some highlights. Some highlights, some lowlights. Kevin James takes a gorilla to TGI Fridays.
uh,
That is a sentence that is said in this movie.
And in it, and during, there's like probably a 2 minute driving sequence with them with apple bottom jeans, boots with the fur. Like, what? Why? What a
them
relic.
Them getting ready. And then a good solid 5 minutes at TGI Fridays.
Yeah, so
at a TGI Fridays that they're like people drinking at it. Like, that's their bar that they go
yeah,
to.
Yeah, like, their local bar.
Have you ever gone to a TGI Fridays?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I've been like once or twice.
Yeah, only a handful of times.
Now I'm trying to think, like, I've walked in and there's definitely been people sitting at the bar.
Yeah, I mean, I hope those aren't locals.
No,
though.
But...
that would be sad.
Is that somebody's cheers, TGI Fridays?
Oh my God, I hope it's no one's cheers.
It has to be. They have to have, like, corporate, like, if happy hour.
I mean...
like, really good prices
yeah,
and stuff.
Now that I'm thinking about it, yeah, I'm sure it's a lot of people's cheers. And the birds... just like all of Ohio's cheers is the TGI Fridays.
Wow, it is. And then they do a bunch of really stupid stuff.
Yeah.
It is so stupid.
A woman believes that the gorilla is a man dressed up.
And falls in love with him.
But then he goes to his brother's wedding. Rosario Dawson's all dressed up. And shocker, she's hot.
Wow, didn't see that.
What?
It's the equivalent of like in movies where the girl takes off her glasses and takes yeah. down her hair and she's hot.
Yeah, and she's just like not wearing her work uniform. And he's like, what? You're too hot.
Whoa, titties.
They go to a wedding. They're trying to make blonde bitch jealous. Here's something I've never seen before. A Silks performance.
At a wedding.
At a wedding in which...
you've
wedding
never been to
guests,
a classy wedding.
Wedding guests are allowed to just climb on the silks that are hanging from the ceiling, mainly used for acrobatics, and just swing around on them.
I think this is probably the most... I mean, I'll believe the talking animals. I'll believe the TGI Fridays. I won't believe Kevin James is able to go up on silks.
Yeah.
Those things would rip and fall down.
Yeah, and like... basically, like, hold his own weight for that long.
Impossible.
Yeah, no
impossible.
Way.
Oh, and Kevin James does a dance. Like, I don't want to get into it, but he dances in this movie. I feel like he needs to dance in every movie. It's like part of his, it's in this contract.
That he dances poorly, but people think it's funny.
I don't understand this bit. It's never anything original. It's never anything even close to being funny.
Yeah, no, it's not.
Is it literally just... hey, fat guy, dance times. Funny, me laugh.
I think so.
Oh. Also, we skipped over the fact that he gets taught by the wolf to, like, mark his territory.
And he just, and like, pisses in a plant.
He pisses in a plant in a restaurant and doesn't get kicked out. What?
Also, in what moronic world are you... so, like, okay, we're suspending our disbelief. You're talking uh-huh. to animals. But you genuinely think it's a good idea to piss in potted plants?
Yeah.
And, like...
none
like,
of the
throw yeah. like throw monkey shit and like and like make your throat large and split your pants
yeah.
to do like a frog like
none
like,
of the
that
advice
doesn't make...
that the animals are giving him help him in any way
right
all the advice doesn't like it would be a really good idea if the advice that the animals gave him didn't make sense but in a roundabout way helped him
yeah.
Like, but in this movie, it's so stupid that he does it and people right. are like, what are you doing?
It like, yeah, I wish that the advice wasn't like literal
yes.
and it was just like pissing, like instead of like him pissing in potted plants, it was just like mark your territory and like
yeah.
him like meet her like at his house or something or like this is my, I don't know.
Yeah, you can't expect this movie to make a metaphor or a simile. That
yeah.
would be too intelligent.
Yeah.
It is so stupid. I wrote down, this is a 13-year-old's view of the world.
Yeah,
of like
pretty
much. Romance. This is how romance works. This is how the world works. This is if I had a job at a zoo, this would be what I did.
Yeah, also, just a quick sidebar. Judd Apatow is the voice of the elephant. And he is unintelligible.
Yeah, can't understand him.
Good one, Judd.
Yeah, wow.
Why didn't you direct this film better?
He didn't
why didn't you
it.
Direct it? Yeah. How about you lend your talents to that?
If Judd Apatow directed this film, it would be so different.
It'd be very different.
It might actually be funny.
Yeah.
This isn't funny. It's
not.
It's not fun.
It's not even fun.
I thought it was going to be fun, at least. Stupid. It's not even fun, stupid.
No.
Also, Don Rickles showing up as the Toad in a zoo. The Toad just hops up out of nowhere, and it's like, where's there a Toad in this place? He hops up. It's completely CGI.
It doesn't even look like a exotic Toad.
No, it's just, it's a local Toad. It's like
it's
that
a
crow.
Local Toad.
Where's that crow been, by the way?
I don't know. I think Jim Brewer had one scene and then left.
And flew away.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Did we talk that Joe Rogan's in this?
Yeah. Oh, we have not mentioned that.
Joe Rogan
is like a shitty boyfriend.
Is the shitty boyfriend, well, ex-boyfriend of blonde
dumb blonde
bitch.
Yeah, blonde bitch.
I like Joe Rogan. I think he's funny. I think he's talented. I mean, I don't like UFC fighting, and he's really into that. In this film, I feel like this is the perfect role for him.
Yeah.
I think he's doing his best.
Yeah. I think he's acting.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's doing what he's, like, his character is supposed to do.
But he scares me in this film.
It's just, he's, like, a tough guy, but, like, still a fucking goober.
Don't say that to him.
At the same time.
He would destroy both of us, right?
Come at me.
Well, he's able to come away with that. Like, yeah, he's tough and you're kind of scared of him, but like...
Not really.
He's kind of a goobs,
he's a total goob.
Yeah, whatever.
We haven't plopped yet, though.
There's no reason to plop.
There's no plop.
There's a reason why we haven't... No reason to plop. Kevin James takes a gorilla to TGI Fridays. Kevin James took a gorilla to TGI Fridays, and that wasn't alone enough for a plop. Because the movie is so boring and so predictable that you know that is coming.
Right, yeah.
That something so ridiculous is coming.
Yep.
All right, let's...
let's keep watching. So they had them apple-bottom jean boots with the fur. The whole club was looking at.
Finish Zookeeper. Marie, how do you feel about it?
Everything we thought would happen happened.
Marie, during this, I figured it out. I put everything together.
Okay.
And I have 5 things that you need to make a Kevin James film.
Oh, let's hear them.
Oh, yeah. Number one, a script that follows sitcom logic.
Yes.
This everything that we've seen so far is complete sitcom logic.
Yes, correct.
Number two, the main plot point needs to revolve around a super hot girl.
Mm-hmm.
Most likely getting with Kevin James.
Yeah.
In this movie, 2 super hot girls going after Kevin James. Number three, it needs to have a dance scene.
Yep.
Needs to have a dance scene. Don't know why. I would put also dance scene / falling down.
Many fall downs.
I don't find him falling down funny. I don't find his physical comedy funny at all.
No.
That goes with number 4, 0 laughter.
Yeah.
/ no jokes.
No
There's
jokes.
Like no setup punchline in anything.
No.
It's just kind of like, isn't the situation funny?
Yeah.
And that's kind of fun. And number 5, it needs to have gorilla torture.
Okay, I think we can skip number 5 for the rest of the films. But yeah, another side plot is Donnie Wahlberg tortures a gorilla for no reason.
He's just a dick and torturing a poor gorilla.
Yeah.
Why? Gorilla would murder him.
Yeah.
Rip his arms off. You guys, the climax of the film is Kevin James riding a gorilla to the top of that bridge in Boston that everyone knows and falling on a car and getting the girl back.
Yeah.
All right, Marie, looking at the rankings, for you, going from worst to first, we have Grilled / Meat Guys, I Now Pronounce You Chuck and Larry, Grown Ups, Paul Blart Mall Cop, The Dilemma, Hitch, Barnard. Where are you going to put Zookeeper?
I kind of just want to throw rankings out the window, honestly. I'm going to say it's second to last on my list because it's just nothingness. Like, it's just dumb.
So you put up below Chuck and Larry?
Chuck and Larry. Because at least that film made me mad. Like, this film was nothing.
Yeah, at least that evokes some sort of emotion. And this one just goes by.
Yeah.
So from years now, from worst to first, Meat Guys, Zookeeper, Chuck and Larry, Grown Ups, Paul Blart, The Dilemma, Hitch, and Barnard.
Yep.
I am going to say that this is slightly better than Grown Ups for me
because Grown Ups doesn't have a plot at all. And this has some sort of plot. So I'm going to put it above that.
Okay.
I mean, again, I'm kind of with you of like these rankings, I don't think should be taken as seriously as the Adam Sandler ones because they're just straight garbage.
They're just pure nothingness. Okay. Yeah. So from worst to first, we have Grilled, Grown Ups, Zookeeper, I Now Pronounce You Chuck and Larry, Paul Blart, Mall Tharp, Hitch, The Dilemma, and Barnyard.
Yeah. I mean, I guess the only one that I would consider watchable is Barnyard because of the mind trance that it puts you in.
Yeah.
Anyway, Marie, do you know what we're watching next week? Did you look?
I did, I think. Is it Here Comes the...
Here Comes the boom.
I've not seen this.
Neither have I. Kevin James becomes a UFC fighter, apparently lost a bunch of weight for the role.
What happened? What happened after that?
I think I saw pictures of him. He looks more fit. Still fat head. He's one of those guys that no matter what amount of weight that he loses,
he still has a fat head.
He's just going to have a fat head.
Yeah.
Which kind of sucks for him. Marie, should Kevin James never start?
He should never have
should
started.
Never started. Kevin James never start.
Blessed is the only human who recognizes me as an equal.
Yeah, your dreams.
Thumbs, baby. It's all about the thumbs.
What do you call this?
That's a paw. You can't grab a coffee mug with that. You can't wear mittens. It's useless. I'm so blessed.